It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, September 10th, 2018. Today is the birthday of American motion picture director Robert Wise, born in Winchester, Indiana in 1914. His family moved to Connersville, Indiana, where he attended public schools. As a youth, his favorite pastime was going to the movies. As a student at Connersville High School, he wrote humor and sports columns for the school paper and was a member of the yearbook staff. Initially, he sought a career in journalism, and following graduation from high school, he attended Franklin College, a small liberal arts school south of Indianapolis, on a scholarship. In 1933, however, the family's poor financial situation forced him to leave college, and he moved to Hollywood to begin a lifelong career in the film industry. With help from his older brother, he found a job in the shipping department at RKO Pictures. He worked at numerous odd jobs there before moving into editing. In the 1930s, RKO was a small, budget-minded studio with a strong work ethic and a willingness to take artistic risks, which was fortunate for a newcomer to Hollywood like Wise. He soon became assistant to T.K. Wood, the studio's head sound effects editor. His first screen credit was a 10-minute short subject called A Trip Through Fiji Land, made from RKO footage salvaged from an abandoned feature film. As Wise gained experience, he became more interested in editing film content rather than sound, and he went to work for RKO editor Billy Hamilton. Wise's first film as Hamilton's assistant was Alfred Santel's Winterset in 1936. He also worked with Orson Welles on Citizen Kane and was nominated for the Academy Award for Film Editing. He then began working as a director, and for the next three decades, he was one of the most prolific filmmakers in Hollywood, with films including The House on Telegraph Hill, The Desert Rats, Run Silent, Run Deep, The Sand Pebbles, and The Andromeda Strain. His career reached its peak in 1961 with West Side Story, for which he shared an Academy Award for Best Director with Jerome Robbins. He then directed the extremely successful musical film The Sound of Music in 1965, which won the Academy Award for Best Picture and won Robert Wise his second award for Best Director. In 1966, he was also honored with the Irving G. Thalberg Award for Lifetime Achievement as a producer. Other notable and popular films he directed include The Body Snatcher, The Setup, the 1951 science fiction cult favorite The Day the Earth Stood Still, and Star Trek, the motion picture. His favorite films were The Haunting and the dramatic I Want to Live. In 1959, he filmed Odds Against Tomorrow, an anti-racist drama with Harry Belafonte and Robert Ryan. His last work was the 2000 television movie A Storm in Summer. He died in Los Angeles on September 14, 2005, while his wife was attending the 53rd edition of the San Sebastian International Film Festival, where he was being honored for a lifetime of achievement in cinema. Robert Wise was 91 years old. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 10th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.